and I am telling you, I'm not going, is the show-stopping tune from the film Dreamgirls. This week, the film's producers apologized for any similarities to the real Motown record label. Commentator Lisa Bowler Daniel saw the movie recently and was almost as inspired by it as she was when she saw the original musical many moons ago.
I am 40, married, the mother of two. I am a high school teacher, a part-time grad student, and full-time dream girl. I realized this recently in a dark, crowded movie theater watching the film Dreamgirls. About 25 years ago, my class took a field trip to the Schubert Theater in Chicago. I remember sitting in that audience, watching a second-string cast of actors without costumes rehearse the play Dreamgirls. I was mesmerized by the power of those stripped-bare performances, and of course by the song, And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going. In my opinion, it's the best song ever sung on stage or screen. Watching the film Dreamgirls recently, I felt an overwhelming sense of nostalgia. I was not only watching Jennifer Hudson belt out the song, I was also watching scenes from my past. I remembered the boy from high school that I was so totally in love with. I remembered dreaming about what I'd wear to prom, who would be my date, and where I'd go to college. And as Jennifer belted out the final notes of her climactic song, I saw more recent scenes from my life, my wedding, my life in the suburbs, the birth of my children. Now I truly understand the sense of loss and abandonment that Jennifer sings about. Over the years, I've lost or abandoned most of my youthful dreams, but I also understand how important it is to keep dreaming. Dreams keep you going. I work with at-risk high school seniors who lack motivation and have experienced academic or personal failure. My primary responsibility is to help these seniors plan for their futures, to set goals, to dream. But they don't know how. Many of them just want to make it through their final year of high school. They are not unlike many teenagers on the brink of young adulthood, but I can identify with my students. A teacher for 20 years now, I too am at a crossroads. I dream of saving enough to put my children through college, paying off my mortgage, retiring comfortably, settling in with my husband, and traveling the world. It would be easy enough for me to say, I cannot teach these students to dream. I'm not a dream weaver. I am there each day to teach them the skills they will need to survive in the adult world. Yet, I realize that the most important skill they will ever need in life is the ability to dream. I may never live the life of my dreams. Perhaps some of my students may never live theirs. But a life without dreams is a life without the belief that there is more to see, more to do, and more to be. My students are just beginning the dream of their lives. And as for me, this real-life dream girl still has a few dreams left worth dreaming about.
Lisa Bowler Daniels is a high school career specialist. She lives in the suburbs just outside Chicago with her husband and two children.